Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran and Steve Grzanich on this Memorial Day Monday on 720 WGN. So Dave and I do a little history segment on my show every Sunday, and today we're going to talk about a little bit about Memorial Day and really what it all means. It's a time on Thursday or Friday where I was listening to people make their plans for the weekend, and I think sometimes people forget really why we're off and celebrating this day. It started out as Decoration Day, which unofficially began around the time of the Civil War, when people began visiting the graves of fallen soldiers. Various cities claim to have originated the tradition, but Waterloo, New York won out in 1966 when President Lyndon B. Johnson officially designated the birthplace of Memorial Day. Pretty wild, Dave. That's how it all started. Civil War.
Yes, exactly. I was talking with David Jennings there and listening to you at the same time, but that is correct. Among the first celebrations was in 1866, less than a year after the Civil War ended. One of the first was in Carbondale in Illinois, downstate. General John A. Logan, was the keynote speaker for that event, a Civil War general. And as we mentioned in our news at 5 o'clock, there is a statue of John A. Logan at the south end of Grant Park. And traditionally, there are various veterans groups that hold Memorial Day ceremonies there. They had one yesterday and planted flowers up that hill that rises to the top of the statue there. It's quite nice to see that. But General John A. Logan himself was presided over the ceremonies in Carbondale, one of the very first Decoration Day ceremonies.
And General Logan said, for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land.
Right. I saw a story yesterday about a place in Georgia, Columbus, Georgia, one of the first Decoration Day or Memorial Day ceremonies. And they have, you know, in 1866, were honoring the Confederate troops that had been killed in the war.
Doylestown, Pennsylvania has the oldest Memorial Day parade. New York was the first state to declare Memorial Day
a holiday.
Yep. Arlington National Cemetery averages how many funerals a day?
Oh, I saw a number.
30.
30 on average?
30 average a day.
Have you seen the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
Yeah.
That's one thing you'll never forget.
You don't move.
No.
I posted this on my Facebook page over the weekend, remembering a true hero, Captain Shane Mahaffey. This Memorial Day weekend, it was my friend that died in the Iraq conflict. It was 10 years ago this month that Shane lost his life in the service of his country. He was born in June of 1969 in Champaign, Illinois, graduated high school, Alexandria, Virginia, in 87, graduated from Evangel University. In 91, was commissioned a second lieutenant in the Army. While on active reserves, he graduated from Wiener College of Law in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Upon graduation, he moved to Waukegan and began his practice of law. And I do remember this day. It was in November. It was actually at my daughter's baptism where he said he was called up to serve, and he had a report in February. And they literally give you a matter of a couple months to get all of your personal effects in order. And he was running a business, running a law firm at the time, so he had to find someone to take over his law firm. His insurances, you got to change your insurance so that you're covered in combat. So all the insurance that you have as a layman, as a citizen, you have to change all of that. So there was so much work to be done over those 2 or 3 months. And I remember his going away party and all said a prayer for his safety. He departed in February of 2006 to serve his country. In May of 2006, he was critically wounded by an IED while on patrol south of Baghdad. So it was really, he was on the ground, boots on the ground, maybe 6 weeks. As a result of his injuries, he received immediate medical attention, was transferred to a regional medical center in Germany, and he remained under treatment until he succumbed to his wounds on May 15th, 2006. He's married. My friend Jennifer, his two kids, Adelia and Ethan, was a cherished son, a good friend, brother to those he touched in his life. And I always think about this poem when I think about the fallen. When you see a soldier, be sure to shake his or her hand and let that soldier know you're grateful for the protection the military affords our land. But most of all, express your thanks for every soldier's personal sacrifice. In order to serve our country, they risk their entire lives. And that is my friend, Captain Shane Mahaffey.
Can I add just one other thing here,
yes.
Dave, about Memorial Day here? Mm-hmm. Concerning African Americans celebrating the first Memorial Day just after the Civil War in Charleston, South Carolina, where during the war, Union soldiers who were prisoners had been held there. 257 Union prisoners died in the Charleston, South Carolina area. And together with teachers and missionaries, African-American residents of Charleston organized what they called a May Day ceremony in 1865. Now, that's just a month after the end of the Civil War. And this was this description is from David W. Blight. He said this was the first Memorial Day in the area. African-Americans invented the day in Charleston, South Carolina. What you had was African-Americans recently freed from slavery, announcing to the world with flowers, their feet, and their songs what the war had been about. And what they were basically creating was an Independence Day of a second American Revolution. That's from David W. Blight. So, you know, as far back as 1865, 1866, you had that observance in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, very cool. Memorial Day was also celebrated, Dave, on May 30th for decades, but in 1971, Congress established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May and as a federal holiday. Roughly 620,000 Americans died in the Civil War, making it the deadliest war in American history. About 650,000 Americans have died in all other conflicts combined. So
yeah.
You think about that, the Civil War, and why that was so important to remember the fallen. President Bill Clinton signed the National Moment of Remembrance Act on December 28, 2000, designating 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day as a national moment of silence and remembrance. So that is at 3 o'clock today. Red poppies are known as a symbol of remembrance and as a tradition to wear them in honor of those who died in war. And even though Memorial Day began as a holiday honoring Union soldiers, some states still have Confederate observances, separate ones, if you can believe that. Mississippi celebrates Confederate Memorial Day on the last Monday of April, Alabama on the fourth Monday of April, and Georgia on April 26th. The North and South Carolina observe it May 10th, Louisiana on June 3rd, and Tennessee calls the day Confederate Decoration Day. Texas celebrates Confederate Heroes Day on January 19th, and Virginia calls the last Monday in May Confederate Memorial Day. So there's all kinds of other celebrations going on throughout the country as well. Dave. Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm just discussing some stuff here with David. So.
Yeah, but I'm looking here. Civil War, 620,000 Americans died. World War I, 116,000 Americans died, more than half from disease in World War I.
Unbelievably deplorable conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
World War II, 405,000 Americans. Korean War, 36,000. Vietnam, 58,000 Americans died. More than 47,000 Americans were killed in action. And 11,000 died from other causes. American Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm, 148 battle deaths, 145 non-battle. Iraqi Freedom, 4,400 troops. Operation New Dawn, 66. Operation Enduring Freedom, 2318. So there you have it of the history of Memorial Day. We'll talk about some top 10 things to do on your Memorial Day right after this on 720 WGN.